Epiphany. So the Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines epiphany as, one, when capitalized, January 6th, a festival day observed in the church. Two, an appearance or manifestation, especially of a divine being. Three, a usually sudden manifestation or perception of the essential meaning of something. Four, an illuminating discovery, realization, or disclosure. In sum, from a Christian perspective, an epiphany is the appearance, the manifesting, the revealing, the sudden perception of God's presence, or of some divine reality, or some important truth. And this is what we commemorate, or better, what we celebrate today. That God often, or maybe occasionally, dramatically, or maybe quietly, suddenly, or maybe gradually, God, God's presence, God's spirit, God's wisdom, God's guiding, God's love is indeed made known to us. In a moving, maybe significant, often heart-changing way. Do you remember that popular song from the late 80s and then 1990? It was called From a Distance. God is Watching from a Distance. Nancy Griffin recorded it in 87. Bette Midler recorded it in 1990. The song had a primary message that God is watching from a distance. And Epiphany proclaims, not always. Epiphany proclaims, sometimes God is right here close. Right now, surrounding us, grasping us, holding us, comforting us, changing us, not from a distance, but right here now with me. Epiphany is the time of year in the church year in which we're reminded, in which we celebrate that God does indeed reveal the divine self. God reveals the holiness, the unquenchable fire, the unstoppable love directly to us. Epiphany means God is made known, made real, made present to us. Epiphany Day always falls on January 6th. That was last Monday. On Epiphany in the Western Church, that is the Roman Catholic Church and the Protestant churches, our Western part of the family, the story of the star that led to the arrival of the Magi, that led them to find Jesus, to visit the young Jesus, that story is usually told. In the Eastern Church, that is the Orthodox branch of the family, the story of Jesus' baptism is shared on Epiphany Day. Two different traditions. In our tradition, the story of Jesus' baptism is shared the first Sunday after January 6th. That's today. There's a third story that's often shared at Epiphany, and that's the story of Jesus changing water into wine. With each of these stories that the church uses to begin the Epiphany season, the arrival of the star that guided Magi to Jesus, Jesus' baptism, the wedding at Cana, in each of them, Jesus is being made known in a way to the world for the first time. In Matthew, the sages, scholars, magi, from a foreign land are led by a star to seek a newborn king, showing that God is revealed to people who are different, from a different tribe, from a different nation, from a different faith. In Luke, this voice from heaven proclaims the identity of Jesus. This is God's Son. This is God's beloved. This is the one whose life, whose actions, whose heart, whose very being brings God great joy. And in John, Jesus' first sign, the first deed of power which shows people who he is the transformation of water to wine at a wedding party. All three stories proclaim that God is not somewhere off in heaven, far away, at a distance, but here among us. A human baby in his mother's arm. A man seeking God, coming up out of the water, dripping wet, washed in God's grace, anointed with God's Spirit. A man gathering with his neighbors, bringing joy to this celebration of love, of marriage. All three stories proclaim God is with us. Epiphany shows us, reveals, proclaims that the title Emmanuel, which we heard so many times in the season of Advent, that word translate, God is with us. Epiphany says Emmanuel is not just a title, it's real. This is Jesus' reality. God, the creator of the universe, is in Jesus, the beloved, and he is with us in light, in cleansing water, in joy-filled wine, in grace and love, in reality with us. But it doesn't stop there. Epiphany at its best, like all the church year season, this whole walk through Jesus' life that we do each year, Epiphany at its best is not only about looking back at the stories and moments in the past in Jesus' life long ago. No, it's more. It's also pointing forward. It points to us, to now, to our future. Last Sunday's Epiphany procession, in which we carried those stars into the church, they don't just remind us that some foreign scholars were led to Jesus 2,000 years ago. It reminds us that God still leads us. That God still lights stars to call us forward, to entice us, to beckon us, to guide us. Think of the guiding stars in your life. Seriously, think about it. Maybe you'll think of an event that changed everything, an unexpected happening that had a huge impact. Or maybe your guiding stars are people. A person who guided you toward love, toward grace, toward a holy presence, toward God. Epiphany reminds us that God still speaks, not just a voice to Jesus long ago, but to us. Think of the times when God has spoken to you. Maybe you heard a still small voice in your heart, or maybe you heard a loud shout. Maybe it was while you were reading scripture or praying, or maybe it was while you were driving your car down the road. Maybe it's while you were holding a new baby or sitting at the bedside of a dying loved one. Maybe in one of these ways or a thousand other ways, you heard God's voice speaking love, speaking change, speaking comfort, speaking a push for a new direction. If that's ever happened before, Epiphany today reminds you, it can happen again. Epiphany reminds us, God still shows up, is revealed, is present in the ordinary. That in everyday life, we can often without warning have an experience of the divine, the extraordinary. Think of the times God has appeared to you in ordinary but unexpected ways. Maybe in a moment of joy at a wedding, like with Jesus, or maybe at a graduation, an anniversary, a birthday party, or just sitting at a table with a friend. Maybe it was right here at this altar rail when that tiny slip of bread and sip of wine was placed in your hand. I think if we stop to think, to reflect, to look back, we will see that Epiphany happens. God is with us. Epiphany, the day itself, January 6th, all the Sundays after the Epiphany between now and the beginning of Lent, all of these days together proclaim this good news. God is with us here, now, in our presence, in our hearts, surrounding us, grasping us, holding us, comforting us, but changing us. Right here and now, God reveals the divine self, the holiness, the unquenchable fire, the unstoppable love directly to us. God is made known in so many unexpected ways. Maybe not in every moment, maybe not even every day, and maybe never in a mystical, magical, or miraculous way. Maybe mostly in ordinary, commonplace ways. But if you listen, if you open your eyes, open your hearts, open your spirits to look for, to listen for, to be open to experiencing God's presence, Epiphany reminds us God's Spirit, God's love will be present. Amen.